Second Kings, chapter 2. And it came to pass, when Yahweh would take up Eliah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Eliah went in with Elisha from Gilgal, and Eliah said to Elisha, "Stay here, I ask you, because Yahweh has sent me to Bethel." And Elisha said to him, "As Yahweh lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that Yahweh will take away your master from your head today?" And he said, "Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace." And Eliah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, I ask you, for Yahweh has sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As Yahweh lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." And so they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that Yahweh will take away your master from your head today?" And he answered, "Yeah, I know. Hold your peace." And Eliah said to him, "Stay, I ask you, here, for Yahweh has sent me to Jordan." And he said, "Yahweh lives, and your soul lives. I will not leave you." And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood afar off to view it, and they too stood by Jordan. And Eliah took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Eliah said to Elisha, "Ask what I will do for you before I be taken away from you." And Elisha said, "I ask you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." And he said, "You've asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so to you, but if not, it will not be so." And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Eliah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen of it." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Eliah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Eliah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is Yahweh, Elohim of Eliah?" And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted here and there, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were viewing at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Eliah does rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said to him, "Behold, now there are with your servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we ask of you, and seek your master, lest perhaps the spirit of Yahweh has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley." And he said, "You will not send them." And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, "Send them." And they sent therefore 50 men. And they sought for 3 days, but they did not find him. When they came again to him, because he stayed at Jericho, he said to them, "Did I not tell you, do not go?" And the men of the city said to Elisha, "Behold, I ask you, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my master sees, but the water is nothing, and the ground barren." And he said, "Bring me a new cruse, and put salt in it." And they brought it to him, and he went forth into the spring of the waters, and threw the salt in there, and said, "Thus says Yahweh, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from here any more death nor barren land." And so the waters were healed to this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. And he went up from there to Bethel. And as he was going up along the road, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said to him, "Go up, you bald head! Go up, you bald head!" He turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the woods, and tore 42 children of them. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. End of chapter 2.